Shabbos clothing. The Gemara and brought in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samech Beis says that a person should have special clothing for Shabbos, and this is derived from the pasuk of Kavod Shabbos v'chibato me'asos derachecha. And the Gemara darshins based on that phrase that a person should have special clothing for Shabbos, and this is certainly an expression of Kavod Shabbos. And the way people, human beings, show kavod to something and show that something is important, one of those ways is by dress, and certainly also creates a certain ambiance. And therefore, there is an idea to wear special clothing for Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that one should wear bigadim na'im, nicer clothing for Shabbos, and that is the basic idea of kavod Shabbos. There were some gedolim who apparently changed every article of clothing from head to toe. Everything was different for Shabbos, but al pi halacha, that's not really necessary, just as long as the primary articles of clothing are special for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is a din in kavod Shabbos. It's not nothing to do with other people. So therefore, it doesn't matter if anyone else is around. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. Obviously, a person goes to sleep, so you can wear regular sleeping clothing. You don't have to put on, you have to sleep in your suit and tie. But during the course of the day, even if a person's by himself, even if he's not in shul, so he should be wearing Shabbos clothing the entire day. The Mishnah Berurah writes, until after Havdalah. Alpi the Arizal, there are some who write that one should keep on Shabbos clothing until after Malava Malka, for those who are Makra Malava Malka. So then you accompany out the queen in special clothing as well, but certainly for the duration of Shabbos, until after Havdalah, so one should wear Shabbos clothing. What does one have to wear for Shabbos clothing? So, obviously, there's no specific guideline. It depends on what's considered nice clothing in any particular culture and particular time and place. All the Shulchan Aruch says is that should be nicer than your regular clothing. Another step up would be to wear clothing that's considered to be nice and mechubad and formal in that particular time and place, and that is certainly an appropriate thing to do. The Arizal very much promoted the idea of wearing white on Shabbos. And he specifically said you should wear four articles of clothing that are white. Those were the main four articles of clothing that they wore in those days, but he finds significance in the number four as well. And to wear white clothing, white symbolizes purity, which is coming in on Shabbos. And he very much emphasized the great importance of wearing white. The Kaf HaChaim writes in the name of the Arizal that whatever a person wears on Shabbos in this world, that's what his soul will be clothed in the next world. Don't ask me to explain that exactly what that means, but he emphasizes you don't want to be dressed in black, that's for sure. You want to be dressed in white. So white clothing on Shabbos, he says, is very important. Bizmanenu, people don't really normally go around dressed all in white. It would seem strange. It would seem to maybe even be a little bit of a contradiction to the normal definition of what nice formal clothing would be in our society. So how do we deal with that? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, in a society, you get the impression at certain times in history, white was what you wore to show kavod, and at happy times, and black was a sign of mourning, or that was not nice clothing. The Mishnah Berurah writes, times have changed. People wear dark clothing. People wear dark pants, dark suits. So the Mishnah writes to wear all white bismanein would be yuara, and therefore would be inappropriate. And Rav Avadi Yosef writes that as well. That would be yuara to walk around all in white. However, there were those who were more nimshach after the Rizal, and they didn't say that. The Kaf HaChaim says, true, there's an idea of yuara, but this is kolaitei asher la'adam mitein bad nafsho. This is what you need to do in order to take care of your nefesh, almost like pikuach nefesh. So he says, doesn't matter, you are wear white. That's why I saw quoting Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. You'll see some people around here walking around all in white on Shabbos, but certainly that's not the most common practice. As mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says that would be you are. The yeshiva has a policy of wearing a white shirt, button down white shirt, at the very least on in Shabbosim. So this is a nice way to fulfill the halacha of Shabbos clothing, because it happens to be in our society that's considered to be a nice and formal mode of dress. Perhaps also there's an inyan, there's a kiyum I'll pee this idea result to wear white. So at least if we're not wearing all white, so we should dress in a way that's considered to be nice and formal in our society. But at least to have one beged that's white, so at least that would be perhaps a partial kiyum of this as well. Have a wonderful day. Please do put up the chairs and have a great Shabbos.